This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to you, coming to you from the House of the Root Bill, hour number two on Friday. A little proof of life. What is today? Friday the 11th, I think? Yeah, Friday, June 11th. Yes, 2021. I knew that, Chris. I know what year it is. You're always on the ball. You always throw things I need on the... Wayne, it's 2021. Oh, thanks, Chris. I want to start the show with BLM co-founder Patrice Cullors erecting fencing and an electric gate around her new $1.4 million home. So, first of all, how do you have a nonprofit that brings in millions of dollars and you suddenly are a millionaire and you could buy multi-million dollar homes? And not only does she have this one, she has three homes in the million-dollar range. She spent over $3 million on real estate. I think all in the Los Angeles area. And you just wonder, how is that a nonprofit? And the answer is, it's not a nonprofit. That's the whole point. It's a scam. The word nonprofit's a scam. So many of these nonprofits, they take the money for themselves. And only on the left, of course. On the right, if you do that, you go to jail for the rest of your life. On the left, everyone gets away with everything. As Brandon Tatum said in hour number one, you know, he admits he's got some black privilege. He could condemn Black Lives Matter. No one will say a word. He can say all kinds of things to a black man, and no one will say a word. You know, he's got some natural defense up against them because he's black. And so here's people that own nonprofits. They're not only liberal, but they're black. They're African-American. And if they steal, nobody can say anything. How does a nonprofit person who never had any money suddenly buy $3 million plus worth of real estate? Because they took it from Black Lives Matter. But again, I don't know that. There's an opinion show. She's a public figure, and I'm giving my opinion, as so many on the left always do about Wayne Allyn Root, without knowing a damn thing about me, without having any idea about anything they're talking about, just pure guessing what my intent was. They take everything I say out of context, and they try and hang me with it. And so I'm going to do the same thing. I don't know that she stole that money. I don't know. Maybe it was legal theft. Maybe you're allowed to take a few million dollars out of Black Lives Matter. Don't forget, Black Lives Matter didn't collect, you know, like $5 million, and she took $3 million of it. Black Lives Matter took in like $1 billion. They got hundreds of millions from American corporations, and they took in a billion or billions of dollars. So she took a lousy $3 million out of billions. So in her mind, it wasn't even a lot. She just took what she deserves in her mind, I'm sure. But I don't think anybody who contributed to Black Lives Matter thought, oh, the money's going so all of you collect million-dollar salaries or $3 million salaries or $3 million payouts, and you get to buy multiple homes. So here it is. She bought four homes for $3.2 million. All of them, by the way, in white neighborhoods, even though she calls herself a trained Marxist. So a trained Marxist who buys million-dollar homes in white neighborhoods and puts electronic gates and fencing around their house. Interesting. Very interesting. Where do you find these people? Wow. When you talk about what's the answer for America, you know, is there an answer right now for America? Well, other than proving the election was stolen and getting Trump back in office, the only answer I can think of is that Texas shows the way. Governor Abbott just announced Texas will build its own border walls. And that's an example of how you still win. And, I, you know, that's why I want to write the column, Divorce American Style. Isn't that a good title for a column? Remember, there used to be a show, was it called Marriage American Style? I thought it was. Maybe it was Divorce American Style. But it was a show in the 1970s, when I was a kid growing up. And maybe it was Divorce American Style. I actually thought it was Marriage American Style, but maybe it was Divorce American Style. But either way, I Mexican, but no one's scared of the word divorce because everyone's experienced divorce, or they've got kids that got divorced, or they've got parents that got divorced. Everyone in America is familiar with the word divorce. And so, you know, it may be a negative word, but it isn't scary. Everybody's done it. Everyone's lived through it. And so don't say America needs to secede. Say America needs to divorce. It's time to separate. We just don't get along with these people. Let them live in their state. We'll live in our state. Let them have their laws and their taxes, and we'll have our laws and our taxes. Let them have no police and defund the police, and we'll have police. But it's time to go our separate ways. It really is. I'm really, really believing that. But again, I want to stress, I don't want it to be violent in any way, shape, or form. So don't try and get me on the violence nonsense, because I'm not into violence. We just know that you're into violence. You know, any guns we carry are for self-defense. That's it. To protect us from you trying to kill us. But it's just, that's the way you got to go. I mean, that's the answer. Texas has banned vaccine passports. And Texas will build its own border walls. And eventually we may all have to go to Texas. We may have to. I don't want to. You know, it's a cool state and all, but I don't really want to for a very simple reason. I just hate humidity. I don't really want to go to Florida either. Another one that's on my radar. I might wind up in Palm Beach area because I think it's a beautiful area. But, man, I don't know if I could live through the summer. I can't stand humidity. I hate it. That's why I live in Vegas, even when it's 115. It's not as hot as it is when it's 90 degrees in a place like Texas or Florida with 100% humidity. Can't stand humidity. In any case, humidity aside, I may wind up in Texas. There may be no choice. If America keeps going the way it's going, then we all got to get the hell out of the states we're in and move to Texas. And hope that Texas declares itself a republic independent of these United States. And the next thing you know, you're paying very low taxes and you're paying very low, you know, everything. Very, very low regulations, very low taxes, lots of freedom, high levels of freedom. And you can enjoy a place that is exactly what America used to be, but is not anymore. So Texas will build its own border wall. I love it. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced Thursday the state will begin erecting its own border barriers because the Biden administration is failing to do its job on the border and protect Americans from lawlessness. Abbott said Texas will immediately begin building border barriers in the areas where migrants can easily cross the Rio Grande border with Mexico. The border's out of control. The Biden administration has shown it's not going to step up and do its job. Amidst reports of even more people coming across the border, we know we have to step up and do more. And he noted that Del Rio, Texas, is suffering from some of the largest increases of undocumented immigrants. Lots of very bad, dangerous people coming across the border. People they're afraid of encountering. People who are causing damage to their fences, their livestock, their crops, their neighborhoods, and their homes. Bad things are happening around here, Abbott said. So they need help from the state to address this exploding crisis. What people have seen in videos across the country seems to be the Biden administration welcoming these people to the United States. We won't be sending that message. If you come to Texas, you're subject to being arrested. You're not going to have a pathway to roam the country. You're going to have a pathway directly into a jail cell. So, I mean, I love what Abbott's saying. I've always found Abbott to be a rhino. I don't dislike him, by the way. I kind of like him. He's a likable guy with an incredible story, you know, in a wheelchair. His back crushed while he was out jogging and a tree fell on him. Can you imagine the odds of that? He was out jogging. Lightning struck a tree. The tree fell over onto him and crushed his back. And he wound up in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. And so that's the Greg Abbott story. It's an incredible, inspiring story. And you feel terrible for the guy. And you like the guy and you're rooting for the guy. But he's a rhino. Right? He's not horrible, but he's a rhino. He's not a communist, but he's a rhino. And he gives in all the time. Well, now that he knows he's got all kinds of opposition on the right from Trump loyalists running for governor of Texas, guess what he's doing? He is pulling so far to the right that they will not be able to beat him. He's turning himself into the second coming of Donald Trump meets Ronald Reagan, meets Barry Goldwater. But the reality is he's not a right-wing guy. He's a very centrist guy. And he's just pulling right to win the primary. So he's doing everything right for the last 3 weeks. Every time he opens his mouth, Governor Abbott. Every time Governor Greg Abbott opens his mouth in the last 3 weeks, everything that comes out is fantastic. He sounds a lot like Donald Trump. So, you know, if Trump has rubbed off on him, sure, for a little while till he wins re-election, then he'll go back to being the usual rhino Greg Abbott would be my guess. But in any case, Texas is still a very much better place to live than California, New York, Chicago, Illinois, etc., etc., all these blue places. So Texas could be where we all wind up. We shall see. I keep telling you about inflation. And a chief economist says that real inflation is now in the double digits and pain is coming. I'm telling you, I just told you moments ago that when we go on vacation, we're planning to rent a car and they want almost $2,000. I think it's $1,800 and change with taxes. $1,800 for a week of renting a car. A week, not a month. I could live with a month for $1,800. A week for $1,800 to rent a car that isn't fancy? This is what you're getting now. America is suffering massive, massive inflation. You've seen it in house prices. You've seen it in food prices. So I always tell you to buy some precious metals with our official precious metals dealer of this show, Asset Strategies International, otherwise known as ASI. But real inflation is now here in the double digits. Whew. This is the double digits, and we're experiencing if we haven't already, experienced the 1970s all over again. And that was a bad period. Bad period. And once inflation cycles start, they gain momentum on their own. And so you can expect this to snowball. And you can expect this inflation cycle to create many problems for this generation of policymakers. Very scary. The big question is, how does the Fed drive real interest rates higher when they own a third of the Treasury market? Good luck to them. You know, they're between a rock and a hard place. In other words, you can't raise interest rates because you're the ones that has to pay the higher interest rates. The United States of America is a debtor nation. We owe a lot of money. We'd have to pay those higher interest rates. It would drive us into the poorhouse, into bankruptcy. So there's nowhere for the Fed to go. Between a rock and a hard place. Way down the route, the warrior, the root's on fire. We'll be back here in a second. By the way, my email, wayneroot@gmail.com. My website, rootforamerica.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I am smarter than I thought. I came up with that title for a future commentary I'm going to write in the next couple weeks called Divorce American Style. And I thought, you know, that was a pretty clever title, you know, to represent secession. States have to go their own separate ways. We need a divorce. Then I thought all of a sudden it hit me that I hadn't made it up. It must have been a show I used to watch called Divorce American Style. And then in the break, I looked it up, and it was Love American Style. So I did make up the name Divorce American Style. And, of course, my wonderful listener Dave in Pennsylvania sent a note right after I found that at Google, Love, comma, American Style, which is the name of a TV series with, I think it was ABC in the day, in the 1970s. Then I got an email from Dave saying, Wayne, it was Love, American Style. So, hey, look, I was looking it up at Google during the break, but you were there to give me the answer if I hadn't thought about looking it up. So thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. So that is a new name. There was no show ever called Divorce American Style. I did make it up, and I thought it was a play on the old show. But I was all of a sudden it struck me maybe the old show was called Divorce American Style. No, it was Love American Style. This segment's show is Liberty Projects. As you all may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. Vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Project adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM, meaning the Bureau of Land Management, not Black Lives Matter, and it works with vets to train the horses for service work, like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. Having been through the red tape, they guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assemble a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. How good is that? What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. As in military veterans and horses. Get it? So I was talking before the break on you know, divorce, American style. What's the answer to everything going on in America today? It's that we take our marbles and we walk. We go in a different direction. I'm not, Joe Biden's not my president. This is not my country anymore. I'm sorry. You guys are communists. It's a communist takeover. You're liars. You're frauds. You're defrauding us. You're stealing all our money. You let others steal our money. I told you yesterday, $400 billion is thought to be stolen from the United States Treasury. That's your money and mine, because all these people applied for, you know, stimulus and bailout money, and they were from outside the United States, and they took the money from, they were in Russia, they were in China, they were in, what was the other big country? Nigeria. Nigeria. Can you imagine how rich these people got? Somebody made hundreds of millions, someone might have even made $1 billion. And they're probably doling it out to all the government bureaucrats as we speak, so they get a cut of it for leaving them alone and not turning them in. All these government people are just terrible people. I got to tell you, my belief is 90% of politicians and 90% of people in politics and 90% of people in government are all on the take. They're all on the take. I know what they do. They don't make 75 a year. They don't even make 175 a year. If they make 75 to 175 every year, then they bring home another $200,000 in under the cover, you know, under the table graft, pure cash. That's what these government employees do, to give out licenses. Everything you ever need from government, you know, you give them a $100 bill, crisp $100 bill. Nobody's looking. They put it in their pocket, and they give you what you need. And they make themselves hundreds of thousands of extra dollars that way. So I just don't trust anything that comes out of the mouth of a single government employee. They're all liars. They're all thieves. They all play with other people's money. But if you're going to win this battle, it's going to be some sort of a secession slash divorce. We're going to have to move away from, you know, a government where it's 50 states and 25 are on one side, 25 on the other. We hate each other and don't speak to each other. So it's going to be like Texas passing a ban of vaccine passports and Florida passing a law that protects you from being canceled by social media. If you're a politician, a conservative politician, they can't just cancel you and wipe your account out. It's going to be... Because Arizona wants the forensic audits. It's going to be because Texas is willing to build the wall. It's going to be because Arizona has a ballot prototype with a watermark on the ballot. Each individual state is going to be a country of their own, basically. That's what we got to do here. That's what we got to fight for. We need another American revolution. We're going to need a divorce. And the problem is liberals are not going to want to let us go. They just won't. If they were normal, they would. But they know deep down they can't survive without us. Without our tax money, without our entrepreneurship, without our military, without our police. So they can't let us go. Plus, they want us to suffer.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 5% increase in the consumer price index grabbed headlines on Thursday, indicating inflation. Inflation really hurts lower-income families as they have less disposable income to cover the extra costs. Since the last year of the Trump administration, milk and cigarettes are up over 7%, bacon is 13% more expensive, and the one we all know, gasoline. A gallon of gas is now 56.2% more expensive. The European Union is joining the latest calls by the United States and Australia for an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. On Friday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that it's necessary for the World Health Organization to launch an independent and impartial probe.
Well, it's a great pleasure, Mr. President, to welcome you to call.
It's a great pleasure to be here.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson shared some time with reporters after their bilateral meeting on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
and speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Oh, you know what I forgot to mention? How does someone forget to mention this? I have no idea. I'm the guy who loves to toot my own horn, right? Yesterday was the third year in a row. It was announced I made the Heavy 100 list. The Heavy 100 is what it's called. The Heavy 100 list of the top 100 talk shows in the talk hosts in the United States of America by Talkers Magazine. Pretty cool. Third year in a row. I made it for the first time in 2019. I debuted at number 62 in America. Not bad. A country of 3 to 30 million people. Out of thousands of talk hosts to be number 62. And then last year I moved, I believe, to 52, and this year I moved to number 41. So out of all the talk show hosts in America, they got me rated as number 41 out of everybody. Local, national, Sirius satellite radio, podcasts, you name it, number 41. And I'm especially proud that two guys that are kind of, you know, kind of the guys I'm competing with, we're all ranked about the same. You know, I'm 41, and the guy who just replaced Rush Limbaugh on Premier Radio, Buck Sexton, is 43. I beat him. I beat the guy who replaced Rush Limbaugh. And then the guy who replaced Rush Limbaugh on Westwood One and who just got his own Fox show is Dan Bongino. He comes in at number 35 on the list, and I'm only number 41. So I'm just six slots away from him, and I'm two slots ahead of Buck Sexton, who literally directly replaced Rush Limbaugh. So very cool to be in company like that. I'm saying it only as the greatest of compliments to everyone on the list and everyone around me who's in the talk radio business. It is a great honor to be on the same list is Sean Hannity and Dave Ramsey and Mark Levin and Buck Sexton and Shapiro and Howard Stern's on the list. Really an amazing list. Charlie Kirk is number, I think, 98. So, you know, a lot of people know the name Charlie Kirk. But Wayne Root, number 41 in the country. Charlie Kirk, number 98. So very cool. And the only one in Las Vegas who made the list. Out of every single host on the radio in Las Vegas, the only one even in the top 100, Wayne Allen Root. Very, very, very cool. Thank you, Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, for thinking so much of Wayne Root, although I think you got it wrong. I think it's very clear I'm top 20 nowadays, so I'm really pissed at number 41, but that's okay. We'll talk about that another time. I'll take it. Let's talk about our guest. Austin Ruse is with us. He is the president of the Center for Family and Human Rights, author of Under Siege, No Finer Time to Be a Faithful Catholic. Austin, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
I am terrific. I'm delighted to be with somebody who is in the top 100.
There we go. You know, I'm a big fan of President Trump, so I think I'll take out an ad celebrating my inclusion in the Heavy 100, and I'll say, Trump is number 45 and Wayne Root's number 41. He's the 45th president, I'm 41 in the South Show.
My last book was called A Catholic Case for Trump, so I'm with you all the way on that.
Yes, and listen, he's got his negatives. You know, even though I'm a huge fan of Trump, I could rattle off all the things I don't like about him. He's human. Everybody, nobody's perfect. He's made some mistakes, and he did some things that I wouldn't have done. But in general, he was pretty fantastic, and I believe he won the election, and it wasn't even close. And I think they rigged it and stole it. I think he won in a big victory. But, you know, there's a chance we may never, ever prove that. We shall see. I think we probably will prove it with forensic audits if we're allowed to go through with them, Austin. But you've already got the DOJ ready to prosecute people who are doing forensic audits and try to do the right thing. So they may never let us actually, you know, showcase to the world that the election was stolen because they're just, you know, too embarrassed of the whole thing. So this interview, though, is not about stolen elections. This interview is about one thing. It's about Christians united in support of Israel and where you think Christians and Catholics should be when it comes to the topic of Israel. So the floor is yours. Tell me where you think, you know, not even Christians, in your case, you are specifically a faithful Catholic. Where should faithful Catholics be in the realm of Israel?
Well, I mean, just like all of our evangelical brothers and sisters, I think that Catholics ought to be fully supportive of the state of Israel. You know, the number one, it's amazing, the number one support for the state of Israel in the entire world are American Christians. And I think that is truly remarkable. Now, a lot of Catholics, mostly because the Holy See is quite sympathetic to the Palestinians, a lot of Catholics are critical of Israel, but I'm not. I'm really impressed with all the Israelis that I've ever met. There's a fellow by the name of Yoram Hazoni who wrote a remarkable book 2 years ago called, I can't remember the title, but it's on nationalism. And it's one of the most important books of that year. So, you know, I'm like most of my evangelical brothers and sisters. I support Israel, and we should.
Well, listen, if you could make the statement that, you know, evangelical Christians are hugely in favor of Israel, Catholics are not quite at that level, I could look you in the face and say, as a Jew, I happen to be a Jew, as a Jew, I could say the Jewish people are less for Israel than even the Catholics. That's what's sad. That's tragic, right? A lot of Catholics are probably 50-50 on this issue. Evangelicals are probably 100-0 in favor of Israel. Catholics might be 60-40 for Israel or 50-50, but I'll tell you what, Jews are not even at 50-50 for the Jewish state of Israel because they're so liberal they've lost sight of what matters in life. They're more for socialism than they are for saving the only country in the world that will ever accept them if it ever comes down to it and the world rejects Jews. You've got one place you could always go that will always accept you. It's like Cheers. Israel's like Cheers bar for Jews. And the Jews don't even appreciate it. Crazy. I don't even get it. But let me ask you... Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, as a Catholic, let me ask you, why do you think Catholic support for Israel is not anywhere near, you know, evangelical Christian support for Israel?
Well, because, you know, an awful lot of the Palestinians are Christian. And a lot of Catholics believe that, you know, the Palestinian Christians are taking it in the chops. But the thing about it is if Israel did not hold the holy sites, Christians would not be allowed there at all anyway.
Correct.
So to me, it's a tough call for Catholics not to fully support Israel. Just like Trump, I guess Israel has made mistakes. But for the most part, Israel has a right to exist. There was a remarkable video, I think, that Dennis Prager put out. It was a lecture by Rabbi Sacks of London explaining how anti-Zionism is the new form of anti-Semitism. Just a profound, and it really opened my eyes, just a really profound video about how there's always a way that anti-Semites say that Jews cannot be Jews, whether culturally Jewish or religiously Jewish, or in this particular case of Israel, nationalistically Jewish. And I tell you what, this is one of the things I say all the time on these types of interviews, but it's a prejudice that I do not understand. I don't understand why anybody would be anti-Semitic. The Jews are quite remarkable. You know, I went to the University of Missouri, and I went to the journalism school there, and the most interesting women in the school were Jewish women from the South. Funny, smart, fashionable, just quite remarkable people. So I don't understand the prejudice at all.
Well, here's what I don't understand, why anybody would think that Jews do not have a right to Israel when, first of all, the first argument, of course, is there's no such thing as Palestinians, and there never was a Palestine.
Right.
Thousands of years ago, Jews were in that area. It wasn't called Palestine, and it wasn't Palestinians in the area. It was Jews. But forget that for a minute. Here's what I say, Austin, all the time. Possession is nine-tenths of the law. You've heard that saying, right? America owns New Orleans, right? Are we going to give New Orleans back to the French because at one point the French owned Louisiana? Or did we buy it from them? At one point, the Mexicans controlled Arizona, right? And they controlled New Mexico, and they controlled Texas. Are we giving it back to Texas, or did we win it all in a war and signed a treaty? It's now ours. We're never giving it back. Israel had a war, multiple wars, and they won. At this point, it doesn't matter what it was thousands of years ago. Israel owns it now. It's theirs. They want it. They're in possession of it. You're never getting it back. It's that simple of an argument.
Well, and one part of that case that you can certainly make is that the Muslims never had any claim to that area.
Correct. Correct.
Ever.
Ever. Yeah. I agree.
That's right.
I agree.
That's right.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about
the Christians had a claim to it before the Muslims did. Speaking of the Crusades, I mean, it was a defensive war against marauding Muslims. So anyway, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know, you mentioned the word Zionism, but I like to use a different word because the average person, unfortunately, in America is really not that educated. And the average person doesn't even know what Zionism means. So I like to, instead of saying that someone's anti-Zionist, I like to say Jew hatred. When you look at AOC, you look at Ilhan Omar, you look at Rashida Tlaib, and people like them, they are Jew haters. They're also anti-Zionist, but it doesn't have the same meaning to people. But when you say someone's a Jew hater, I think it gets everyone's attention, and I think a lot of people start to focus and maybe feel bad for the Jewish people that someone's a Jew hater. And so I think it's important to call it by that name. There is so much Jew hatred in America today. It's on the Democrat side. It's shocking. Aren't you shocked by seeing Jews beat up on the streets of New York and Los Angeles with people chanting Palestine and beating Jews and saying, "Are you Jewish?" Doesn't that shock you?
You know, I covered this issue for Breitbart for 4 or 5 years. I worked for Steve Bannon, and one of the things that I covered...
Good friend of mine, by the way. Good friend.
Love Bannon. The attacks on Jews has been going on in Europe now for many, many years. And the Jews are trying to get out of France. They're trying to get out of Germany. And they're being attacked on the street. But it's happening here. And how is that even possible?
It's like 1938.
That there's not an outrage, because there ought to be.
Boston, it's like 1938 all over again. That's what I say. We're feeling like 1938, and I hope every Jew in America wakes up to the fact that in 1938, it all started when Hitler, the first thing he did before he conquered the Jews and carted them off in trains to concentration camps and then gassed them to death, the first thing he did is he took their guns away. He passed a law that said no Jew could own a gun. It's all coming to the United States. It's not going to be no Jew can own a gun. It's going to be no one can own a gun. And that's when the dictators move in and start to murder people. Austin Ruse, we got to run. The music's on. He's the president of the Center for Family and Human Rights, author of Under Siege, No Finer Time to Be a Faithful Catholic. Austin, we appreciate having you on. God bless you. Have a great weekend. This is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chechen come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. I found Liberty Health Share 6 years ago, best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. They've got credibility. They have over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Amazing. And they've got credibility with me personally. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? I hope so. I think everybody could use an extra $120,000. And that's the minimum. I think it's probably saved me close to $150,000 to $180,000. But I'm giving you an absolute bare bones minimum. So, you know, when I look at the bank account, I have an extra $120,000 because of Liberty Health Share. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. So I keep mentioning that we need divorce American style. And this is a good example of it. Again, you know, I gave you some examples in Florida and Texas. In Arizona, there's a ballot prototype with a watermark. And I think that is going to be a big thing. And so each state needs to fight back by running their own state like a country. And eventually they're going to have to fight back and say, we're not part of this, you know, federal government. We're not part of Joe Biden. We don't want anything to do with Joe Biden. Joe Biden's not president of the United States. Joe Biden wasn't duly elected. Joe Biden was the beneficiary of a stolen election. Joe Biden has dementia. He doesn't know where he is. He can't be president. The whole thing is a sham. They never could have elected, what's her name, Kamala Harris. How do you elect someone who got to the top lying on her back? There's no way they ever could elect her. She's the most hated woman ever. She makes Hillary look likable. One thing you could say about, you can't say about Hillary. Hillary never slept her way to the top. It's because no one wanted to sleep with her. But that's including her husband. But that's besides the point. She didn't sleep her way to the top. She's certainly an accomplished woman. Wayne Root is saying this about Hillary Clinton. Can you believe it? She's a very accomplished woman. I can't say that about Kamala Harris at all. She is not an accomplished woman. And her interview the other day, as an example, I like Sarah Palin. I really do. I always liked Sarah Palin. But that doesn't mean I think her interview with, I think it was Katie Couric, wasn't it? And that was CBS, I think. CBS? Yeah, well, that's pretty good. I didn't even know I knew such a thing. There we go. Katie Couric at CBS was the interview so many years ago, 2008. So 12 going on 13 years ago with Sarah Palin when she was running for vice president on McCain's ticket. And it was a nightmare interview, and she looked like a dummy. Now, I do not think Sarah Palin's a dummy. I think she's a woman of great common sense. But she had not prepared for the interview, and they asked her favorite, I think, reading materials, and she didn't even have one in mind. I mean, someone asked me tomorrow, what's your favorite reading material? Wall Street Journal. I mean, there's an easy answer to everything. She couldn't come up with an answer. That day, she was awful. And I still like her, and I think she's great, but she was awful that day. You got to be able to admit that. Well, Kamala Harris, her interview, and liberals unmercifully destroyed Sarah Palin over that interview, right? But when it comes to Kamala Harris, they're going to overlook the interview, yet she was 50 times worse than Sarah Palin. She gave the stupid, first of all, she's got the dumbest laugh ever. You know, why aren't you visiting the border? Well, I didn't go to Europe either. She's like a moron. She is so dumb she couldn't spell cat if I spotted her at the C and the A. Slept her way to the top. No talent of any kind. No intellect of any kind. She's not even like an intellectual liberal. In other words, Hillary Clinton is an intellectual liberal. I mean, hate everything she believes in, but she's smart. Barack Obama is an intellectual liberal. I may hate everything he believes in. He's a socialist. He's a Marxist. He's out to destroy America. But he is smart. He is sharp. Okay? Well, let me tell you something. Kamala Harris is not sharp. She's dumb. So, you know, that's a joke. But in any case, the ticket could have never elected Kamala Harris, and they didn't elect Joe Biden either. So there's going to come a point where we're all going to say, sorry, we're not listening to this government anymore. Sorry, we're not living under this government anymore. We're not living under your rules and your laws. And we're going to have to separate, and it's going to have to be a divorced American style, and I'm going to write that commentary. It's time to sell that to the American people. It's time to finally put that out there. But Arizona seems to be fighting election fraud. They have a ballot prototype with a special watermark to ensure the ballot is legitimate, and the watermark appears to be a holographic or light-sensitive. And every state that wants real, clean elections should implement this. But guess who doesn't want that? Democrat blue states. They don't want that. I'm not even 100% sure that California is a Democrat state. You know, if you took out all the illegal aliens, and you took out all the voter fraud, and you took out all the felons that are voting, and all the ex-cons that are voting, ex-felons, former felons that are voting, if you deducted all of that, I don't think Democrats would be winning in California. They're winning because there's such a huge illegal alien vote. I've heard there's something like 6 or 8 million illegals in just California alone. And I believe Hillary beat Trump by 4 million. And I think Biden won by 5 or 6 million. I don't have it in front of me. I'll check it in the break. What did Biden win California by? Let's say it was 6 million. Well, there's 6 million illegals in California. And they're all voting. You take out them and the felons and the voter fraud, the dead people and the homeless people and the ballot harvesting. I don't even think Democrats can win California if it was fair and square. So that's why they don't want voters. The voter ID. They don't want watermarked ballots. They don't want anything that would prevent voter fraud because they wouldn't win elections. It's the only way they win. See you in the next hour.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Plans.